This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. A couple different stories to share with you today, including an event that's taking place today. The Canadian Council of the Blind is hosting a webinar today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to talk about COVID-19's impact on the cost of vision loss and blindness in Canada. You will get a chance to find out how eye health professionals, policymakers, and people living with vision loss are responding to the pandemic, as well as explore what needs to be done. An expert panel will gather to discuss the implications, action plans, and recommendations for vision health professionals, health policymakers, and citizens of Canada. Panelists include someone that you heard on the show last Thursday, Dr. Keith Gordon, a senior researcher at the Canadian Council of the Blind, Louise Gillis, the immediate past president of the CCB, Doug Earle, the president of Fighting Blindness Canada, amongst several others. To attend the webinar, you must register. So you know what you have to do. Visit our blog, ami.ca/nowblog, to find out more information and register for that event. Really enjoyed talking to Dr. Keith Gordon last week. In fact, you should download the podcast by searching for Now with Dave Brown on your favorite podcasting platform and listen to that interview with Dr. Keith Gordon. Another story I want to share with you, coming from the United States, the movie theater, the world's largest movie theater chain, is adding open captions at 240 U.S. locations. AMC Theaters announced last week that 240 of its locations are adding open captioning to certain showings. The change took effect last week and is aimed at improving the viewing experience for people who have hearing loss or for whom English is not their first language. Open captions, similar to subtitles, appear on the screen and cannot be turned off, while closed captioning is displayed on electronic devices that customers must request. The company says the vast majority of showtimes will be continued to offer with closed captioning, meaning it will still make assisted listening devices available at its locations. Every AMC market with at least two theaters will also make some open caption showtimes available weekly for all new releases, the company explained. Open captions will also be offered throughout AMC's private theater rentals program at certain locations. Moviegoers at participating locations can search for open caption showtimes on the AMC website or mobile app. They're currently available for a mix of weekend, weekday, evening, and matinee showings, and the company expects them to evolve based on feedback and demand. And one last note I wanted to make for you in the accessibility story roundup. The Canadian Paralympic and Olympic team will be unveiling their new kits / uniforms / outfits today for the 22 Beijing Games this afternoon. It's the first time Lululemon will be outfitting the team. So a little bit of excitement on that front from the Canadian Paralympic team. I know that the event is taking place in Toronto at noon today. So hopefully we can snatch up a picture from that press event and try to give you a little bit of a description on that one this morning. We know what Lululemon makes nice stuff. Stuff that's too expensive for me to buy, but it'll be neat to see what it looks like on some of these athletes this morning. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.